Beginning current daf, Maseches Megillah, Mishnah Tanya, Afchav Beis, beginning on the Beis, beginning Tesmas, the beginning of the Gemara, Ma'aseh B'Gadol Hador. It's a story with the great one of the generation, which this that the Brisa is bringing a story with the Gadol Hador that did not bear the shoulder. So in the Ma'aseh list, it's not really contradicting because we said that for one's parent, one has to bear the shoulder. The Hadin Nimnu L'Chol, because this that he held back and he did not bear the shoulder, Zibnei Gadol Hador Shimer. That to the contrary, only because of the great one of the generation that was with him. And the brises and Masechta Smachas that we learn on this that it's not appropriate to give honor to his father and the others that are fit to bear their shoulder even regarding his father and his mother, and if he's not fit, the enechalitz does not bear the shoulder. In other words, for example, let's say, like I said, there's a Gadol Hador who's not fit to bear the shoulder because of his honor, then he also should not bear the shoulder, even if it's regarding his parents. Because the Shechal Tzachim, that the others should not bear their shoulders. And that's a Ma'aseh Rabbi Yaakov, that's through Rabbi Yaakov that he didn't do Chalitza, even though he's supposed to, because of the Gadol Hador that's with him. You know, it's nice in the beginning of the Gemara, Chabedov, that he doesn't take a haircut until his friends scold him. So it says, Neri would seem the regal in Vatlavazad, that in fact that Yom Tov comes in the middle, that doesn't cut off this obligation of cutting the hair, of not cutting hair, because when we Mishalmi, in fact, we say in the Yishalmi, the Bishmo Bar Abdimi, the Mana Tos in Yemen Kamim Adi, that he counted already 30 days before the Yom Tov, Shalir Mondo, Siyasra Mondo, Amalei, he said to him, no, Kaldavish Rutal of Zayin Malaman, anything that's dependent on the Shiva period or the Shleshim period, that's our regal Mavsik, so the regal, if it comes in the middle, stops it. But Barim Hocha, but over here, Achi Yishal Pedav, Yigru Bechavedav, Yemelo Tzei Mimondo, here, it's not dependent on a certain time, it's dependent on his hair grow longs, and his friends are screaming at him and saying, look, you know, you get away from here because you have too much hair. Therefore, if the Yom Tov comes in, the Yom Tov does not stop it. Same thing is regarding a simcha, regarding a party, a joyous event. Ashkechana, hacha, yud beis chaydish. We find that over here that it continues for 12 months, and it doesn't depend on Shiva or Shleshim. So therefore, the regel mavatal, the regel would not stop it, that obligation of not going to Simchas. Now, b'yeshvam shekasban, there are certain texts that it's written, or his friends scold him. It sounds like it's either one or the other, but, and that's how some bring b'yershalmi, but since it's an issue of Torah 7, that seems like it's a scribal error, because kim k'meshuk yishalmi, rather it's like how I wrote, it's two things, until his hair gets too long, and b'yigudubay, and they scold him, is that you need to have both, not either or. Next says, must have been the gemara, l'simchas medeis, and for the friendly parties. Facebook on Jerash explains, these are parties that friends and good acquaintances make for each other. Specifically, the friendly parties are permitted after the Shleishim. But regarding the Simcha of Chasen, that even after the Shleishim period would be forbidden to attend such an event. And this is, it says over there that I, but Tanya Lin, the Brice, the Gemara says, Lissim Chalam Lamre Islamid, that you can't say that it's one thing, because we see that there are two different things, Simcha Islamid and Reis Islamid. And there's one thing, why would you say Lamed separately? So obviously, the Gemara says that, no, obviously, it's only forbidden until Lamed Yeh. That's where the Gemara is at this point. Originally, the Gemara was saying, no, that would be forbidden even after Lamed. And the Gemara was saying, no, obviously, each one, not only Mirdeis, but also Simcha is only forbidden until Lamed. Yeah, obviously, it's not one thing, because then you wouldn't say the word Lamed. And so he says, Vachanami Parach, so do we find the same questioning, Mirdeis Perikam the Bamitzi, in the beginning of Bamitzi, that pays him out. That I bought Zeb Zekutani. If you want to say it's one thing, then why say Zeh and Zeh? So obviously, it's Zeh Manim Tzisiya, and Zeh Aimer Kulishli, these are two different cases. So to begin, Perikam the Sanhedrin, of Chesamad Av, Kabbi Zimun, Begimel, Brechamaz, Begimel, regarding Zimun with three people and Brechamaz with three people. But to begin, there's many places in Shas that we find that from the fact that it repeats that word, it's saying it's a separate case. But it says, Vishma Kremis, there are certain places, Shainashal, where it doesn't ask like this. Going Perikam and Dom, like in the first Perikam and Dom, the Abdalma Bez, Gabi Asr Asr, so the word Asr two times, it doesn't say necessarily that means two different things. Perikam and Nosh, Chulnav, Tzadachas, and Al, Gabi Asturis, Asturis, so to Perik Bez Kur, and Babazad, Abdalma, and Al, Gabi Bez Kur, and Immortal Chod, Kabez Kur. And again, there's some places that the Gemara does ask it, and some places doesn't ask it. Now, this continues. regarding what a Maimer said, that Rabbi Chana said, well, the Simchas Mireyas Mutter L'Kanes La'Altar. Now, for friendly parties, you're allowed to go right away. But Hanan and us, that mean what it said in the Braisa, that they're going place of a Simchas only after 3 days, that's Besudas Chasna Ayrin. That's regarding a Sudas Mitzah of a Chasna. There's more joy, so therefore it's more stringent than the Sudas of just friendly party. Now, says, Hold on, but if it was a mitzvah, it's permitted for a mourner to go over there. I don't know what does it mean, the suit of a mitzvah, to permit a mourner. That's specifically more of a mitzvah, because you're saying a suit of a mitzvah is actually forbidden. But a greater mitzvah, that of when they would sanctify the reshchedesh, and it would specifically be that type of a mitzvah, or any, even a different suit. Pesach Rav B'Shem Rabbeinu Shimshon. He says the suda is bris mila, that to go to the suda of circumcision. Mutl kanes permitted for the morning to go because like Hashem Simcha is not considered as a quote simcha. Remember, paragraph the subis and the chesam and abdulaim of barachin b'shas simcha. We don't say that the simcha is in his abode. Mishum the tzidi like a simcha because people are perturbed. The baby has pain and therefore it's not considered as a simcha. Now ulara lohayim pasha to go to simchas mereis. Tim wasn't so. Obvious to permit the mourner to go to Bris Mila, that because it wasn't so obvious to him that it was less than the Garma Simchas Mireyas. Where there also it's not a Simcha, and even so, there's a difference between the Shleishim period according to the first version of the Gemara. The Gam Pirish Yosi explains the that the Asur Lecha Lafilim Mamashamish Min, you're not allowed to eat by the Simcha even with the waiters. And there's no difference between the suda of the waiters and the suda itself. But possibly he did rule the chnisa b'la'achil l'shari, but to go into the simcha without eating is permitted. The in simcha b'la'achil l'shari because there's no joy without eating and drinking, so it's not really part of the simcha. But Tesser Rav places the kalishna of that meimer, and the Tesser Rav he rules like the version of a meimer to make it is more lenient, where the you're allowed to go to simcha's meimer right away, in contrast to the first version that says you're only allowed to go after 30 days. Whether man or woman. And the reason why he rules like Bishim ben Laza is because Allah is like the more lean interpretation. Which Taisa says on regarding the Taisa Rav, I don't know what he's saying. Because come on, later on the Gemara in the Chavav Mavez, I mean, we say, laws of mourning is one thing, and the laws of tearing is something else. In other words, although we say Allah is like the Mekel by Abel, that's by mourning, not by Kriya. Here we're talking about the laws of Kriya. Why would that necessarily say that Halachas like Rabbi Shimon Lazar, who is the more lenient interpretation, that we never said that the Halachas like the Mekel by Kriya, we only said that the laws of Avelis.